Why are biosimilars used? What's the reason to have them created or formed in the first place?
So they are significantly cheaper than the originators. And this has been shown in Europe, where the biosimilar, for example, of Remicade, is 30 to 50% cheaper, depending on the country, compared to the originator. With that, insurances could economize. More patients had broader access to biologics. For example, in Hungary, the prescriptions of biologics increased, so more patients had access to this excellent drug class. And we hope to see the same thing here in the United States. We hope to see perhaps the insurance premiums decreased for patients getting biologics, or as well, a broader access possibility for patients to get biologics in the first place.
There are a number of autoimmune diseases, inflammatory bowel disease, rheumatoid arthritis. There are many of them, all of which use a biologic class of drugs known as TNF, or tumor necrosis factor inhibitors. There are many of these now, and Remicade is an example of those. When they first came out, they were extremely expensive. What you're suggesting then is that over the course of time, biosimilars are helping us decrease the cost and increasing availability for patients.
Exactly.
So the advantage of a biosimilar or several biosimilars is that there are opportunities for physicians and their patients to have a number of drugs in their armamentarium. They have lots of possibilities to use.
If you're prescribed this class of biologics, for example, an anti-TNF agent, and that is, for example, Humira or Remicade or Cimzia or Simponi or Enbrel, it could very well be that your insurance says that they don't cover it and you have significant copays. Now with the biosimilars, it may very well happen that your insurance suddenly approves this anti-TNF therapy for you because it's cheaper for the insurance, and they're able to pay for it. So that could be the advantage of a broader access, which we didn't have before because we had just one type of drug.